time to get in and get a job.
That's correct.
We have a whole list of good jobs right now.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, Greg, another 4th of July is come and gone, and
yes.
Now businesses are starting to go into the second half of what is this crazy, wild year.
Very weird year, yeah.
And to help do that this morning, we are going to start the show off with some quotes from professionals about work and business.
Yeah, so we got these from a place called businesspundit.com. Mm-hmm. And some of the quotes, you know, they don't give credit to the person who said it, or to the right person maybe, but this first one is supposedly from David Brinkley.
That's right.
So he's quoted as saying, this is a good one, a successful man is one who can lay a firm foundation with the bricks others have thrown at him. It would be a building in case.
It's one thing to have tomatoes thrown at you, but to have bricks thrown at you is that's pretty
intense. That's a little harsh.
It is. All right, here's a couple more. A meeting is an event at which minutes are kept and hours are lost.
No doubt. I've been to a few of those.
And Oscar Wilde said, always forgive your enemies. Nothing annoys them more.
That's right, yeah. J. Paul Getty, who he was an industrialist from Britain in America.
He had a nice bank account.
He had a nice bank account. Yeah, well, this is what he said about his bank account, as a matter of fact. He said, if you can count your money, you don't have $1 billion. So I definitely don't have $1 billion.
I'm about a billion short.
Lily Tomlin said this. She said, the problem with the rat race is, even if you win, you're still a rat.
Yeah. That's right. I like Lily Tomlin.
I know.
She was funny.
Was she the one who sat in that rocking chair on
SNL?
Used to come on, not SNL, but Hee Haw.
I have no idea.
Laughing.
Laughing.
Yes. Yeah. Not Hee Haw.
That's right.
Jim, you're killing me. That was Junior Samples.
That was that was the highlight of my weekend, watching Hee-Haw.
Close to Lily Tomlin, but
Hee-Haw.
Well, part of the rat race of business in the 21st century is making sure that you have an online presence, and that is what we're talking about today, Greg.
Okay.
And a lot of this information comes from a couple of articles that we read. The first was written by Jess Gonzalez at allbusiness.com.
I'm thinking they do all business there.
I'm guessing it's all business. It's
a lot.
You can't mess around at that website. It's all business. The second is from an article.
They would never let us on there.
There's no way. There's no way.
They don't listen to this show.
The second one is an article posted on Jobber Academy's website, and that is academy.getjobber.com. Don't ask me how I found that website. Well, it's very obscure.
You know, with a large portion of the workforce working remotely right now, it's important that businesses have a solid online profile because that's where people are at. Mm-hmm. This is how people learn, they connect, and they interact with your business. And it's right now, more than ever, you need to have a presence online.
Yeah, with a bunch of people working remotely, absolutely. So Gonzalez talked about the reasons why you need to have an online presence. And the first reason he cited was that it enhances accessibility to your business. So this essentially, what he's saying is it allows clients, potential customers, the ability to review your business, the hours of operation, as well as compare you to your competitors.
Yeah, you know, and in fact, some companies, Ben, are purchasing ads on Google to make sure that they come up first in the search engine.
Yep.
Now, another reason for having an online presence is that it helps build relationships and consumer trust. Imagine being online and building trust, but that's what it's about.
Yep.
So when consumers can come in and review your business and read about other people's experiences, it helps build your credibility and your identity and makes your brand more authentic.
Yeah, that's right. And even when there are less than kind remarks in the review section, which we've had, it still gives you that opportunity to interact with and communicate with those same folks and possibly get them to see your business maybe a little bit differently than they had originally. Okay, so we've heard some reasons why we should have an online presence, but what are some ways that businesses can begin to do that, Jim?
Yeah, so the article discusses three ways to start to build your online presence. And the first suggestion is this. Me always being Captain Obvious here. Start with social media.
Uh-huh.
Wow, that's a shocker,
Jim. That's right.
Share company updates, seasonal service reminders, special offers, and before and after pics of your work, photos and videos. Grab your customers, especially videos, Ben, we've learned, are very powerful.
Yes.
It grabs customers' attention and helps bring a greater awareness to our brand and what you're doing.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, social media accounts are free to set up, so it doesn't cost you anything to set them up. Mm-hmm. And it gives a new way for customers to interact with you and your business. The second tip in the article is gather online reviews. And like we talked about, you know, the thought of exposing your business to open public reviews sounds terrifying to some business leaders, and I understand it. But good online But good online reviews are an authentic way to promote your business and can speak to your credibility.
Even those terrifying reviews are, you can learn something in there. There's a kernel of truth that perhaps you can gather out.
Yes,
of you could have done
and
something different.
And hopefully, you're having more good reviews than bad.
So. Hopefully, you don't have to look too hard through those.
That's right.
Those to find them. Yeah. So there's a number of places online where you can list your business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Google Business Listings is one of those. Facebook, obviously, but one that we don't talk much about is Yelp, but it gets used a lot.
Yeah, they have Yelp Business, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. So there you go.
So the third step to start your online presence is to build a simple website. You know, many times having a website, Ben, helps legitimize your business. And you can't have a business now almost without a website.
Can you think of one? I can't.
It is amazing, though, because there are some... like in light industrial, like small... sometimes manufacturers or whatever, they just don't have a website because they don't need it. Don't think they need one.
Yeah.
It is amazing how many companies do not have a website.
Right. Well, in fact, we're revising ours.
We are.
Yeah.
Yep. And they have a Facebook usually, but they have a Facebook before a website.
Yeah.
You know, the website should answer some common questions when you build it, people have by your company, and make it easy for them to sign up and become a customer. That seems pretty obvious as well.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
People come to your website to learn more about your company and how they can contact your business.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and maybe you're listening, you're trying to find the best way to become an employee at a business that you're looking at online. Maybe you found somebody that's interesting and you want to work for them. One way to do this, come into U.S. Staffing. Let's see if we're already working with that company. You can, we can get you in that job and start you tomorrow. Or if you're an employer in the area and you need some help filling out your team, we can help with that as well. Ben, how can people find us here in Jackson?
If business leaders and potential team members want to talk with us, they can find us on Facebook at U.S. Staffing Agency. They can live chat with us on our website, which is being revised, at USStaffingAgency.com. And they can come into our Jackson location at 707 North Wisner. Come over, talk with a recruiter. Our phone number there is 787-6150.
And don't wait till the end of the month.
No, and actually, a good time to do that is this Wednesday.
Yes.
We're going to have a back-to-work barbecue. We're going to have cornhole and a couple other games going on, as well as going to have some hot dogs and different things. And come on by, get a job. We can get you into a job.
We're doing the same thing in Jonesville this Sunday afternoon.
Yes, we are. So. That's correct. Yep. So come on by.
Wednesday at your place?
Yep.
Wednesday.
For lunch?
I believe it's 11 to
1.
No, I believe it's 11 to 2.
11 to 2.
Mm-hmm. Come at noon. We're definitely there then.
Give them a call if you have any questions.
Absolutely right. 787-6150.